So good afternoon. I just received a briefing from our Ohio Emergency Management Agency. They work 365 days a year. We pay attention to them as members of the public, I guess, only when there's a crisis. And we do face a crisis today. We're facing a unique and dangerous situation for the next few days in Ohio. This is going to impact all the citizens of Ohio. It's going to impact every county from one end of the state to the other. We're going to see, beginning tonight, flash freezing roughly around 9 p.m. Beginning in the western part of the state. You can see from the map that is over there, kind of shows you how it's projected this will occur. It literally is going to work its way all the way across the state. So when it enters Ohio, it's going to be entering from Toledo all the way down to Cincinnati. Central Ohio will be hit somewhere around 11 to 12 midnight. The entire state will be hit by 4 a.m. So when Ohioans get up tomorrow morning, the roads are going to be very, very, very dangerous and very, very, very difficult. Flash freezing, this is going to occur very, very, very quickly, and the roads will become very dangerous very, very quickly. So the obvious recommendations, I'm going to have the experts here in a moment, but the obvious recommendation to everyone is stay home. There's significant danger that can come from driving off the road. The car will cool very, very quickly, much quicker than normal. And the ultimate concern, of course, is skin exposure, hypothermia. For people who are out driving and for people who are at home, if power does go out, then obviously the temperature is going to drop very, very, very quickly once people are out and about. Going to drop very, very quickly in that house, and which is going to be, again, a major, major concern. This unique and dangerous situation. It's going to have flash freezing on the roads, extreme temperatures close to zero tonight, and people's expectation. These are the Christmas holidays. People are celebrating their holiday, whatever religion they are, celebrating this time, and people are used to being with loved ones, and they're used to traveling to see those loved ones and used to traveling and getting together as families. All of those things coming together, I think, make a very dangerous situation. People normally expect to be with family and friends. And I know every family is going through those calculations now. What else makes this dangerous is the salt. Because of the extreme temperatures, the salt will really not work very well at all, and that creates additional problems. Let me ask now EMA Director Sima Merrick to come up, give us a quick overview, and then I'll be followed by Director Jack Marshbanks and Colonel Charles Jones of the Highway Patrol. Sima, thank you.
Thank you, Governor. So as the Governor indicated, you know, we are concerned about the incoming weather as it moves through. First of all, we're concerned about the flash freeze, but the falling temperatures and the extreme wind chills that we'll have from now through Christmas Day. Those types of things impact us greatly when we're looking at personal and our travel plans, right? So if you're at home, we ask that you prepare and you think about those temperatures. And if you have a power outage, that you have plenty of ways to communicate and check on each other. One of those is by having your devices charged up and ensuring that you have a way to have outreach. Additionally, if you do lose power, and we're not expecting a tremendous heavy across the state outage, but there will be scattered power outages, and some of them could last for a duration of time. When we're looking at a period of weather and extreme temperatures through Christmas Day and the wind chills, we want to make sure that we are checking on our neighbors, we're checking on our loved ones. And if you have to travel, although we would like you to delay that travel if possible, if you have to travel, make sure that people know when you're leaving, what time you're leaving, when you are expected to arrive, and then touch base with the people that you left home or that are back where you left from. That way you can keep an eye on those folks. If in fact, you do lose power, don't wait for your neighbor to call. Call and report your power outage to ensure that it gets logged and that you can get service restored as soon as those power companies are able to do so. We expect that our contacts with the National Weather Service will provide updates on that weather and the extreme temperatures as it traverses the state. Right now, we're looking through Christmas Day, but as we know, weather can speed up or slow down. So we also encourage all Ohioans to pay attention to the weather, to your local news stations, or however you get your information, if that's through your devices. And then lastly, before I turn it over to Director Marchbanks, I would encourage everyone to really revisit your plans, your family plans, and your preparedness actions, and ensuring that you have ways to communicate by charging your phones and your devices. Thank you very much.
Director?
Thank you, Governor. On behalf of the men and women of ODOT, we want to tell the citizens of Ohio that we are ready for this storm. It is going to be a challenging storm, but we've been preparing, staying in contact with our partners at EMA and, of course, the Highway Patrol. We have checked our equipment. Our salt barns are full. We have called out seasonal auxiliary employees. So as a result of that, we have 3,000 people ready to go, 1,600 snowplows ready to deploy. Our team will work 12-hour shifts until this storm is over. What we implore people to do is stay home if they can possibly do that. The roads will be passable, but as the governor pointed out, with this extreme weather, you're not going to see the wet pavement you usually see when we throw down snow and ice. And we're talking about high winds. So when snow blows, it recovers what our drivers have already plowed. So we are asking people to stay off the roads if they possibly can. If you have to go anywhere, please add in a lot of extra time. And just because the sign says you can drive 70 miles an hour on the highway, it doesn't mean you have to. Slow down and drive safely.
Director?
Yes.
Carl?
Thank you, Governor. Good afternoon. Driving in winter-like weather, like we're going to see in Ohio over the next few days, is something all motorists should take seriously. If I could provide just a little context, during the winter months last year, there were nearly 13,000 crashes on snow, ice, or slush-covered roads in Ohio, which resulted in 17 fatalities and 3,300 injuries. Speed-related factors were reported as cause in 21% of those crashes. So as you can see, driving in winter weather can be dangerous. If you do not need to go out when the weather and road conditions are bad, please stay home. I can't stress that enough. For motorists who do not need to be out there, ensure, or that do need to be out there, ensure that you're prepped and ready and patient. Here are some driving tips for winter weather. Allow extra time to get to your destination. Maintain a safe distance between your vehicle and traffic ahead. Pay close attention to bridges and overpasses, as they are often the first to freeze. And please take your time driving. I would also tell motorists it's a good idea to prepare your vehicle for winter driving by doing the following. ensuring the battery, cooling system, tires, wipers, and defroster are all in good working order. Repairing or replacing defrosters and wipers that are not working properly, and top off your washer fluid before driving. I also want to encourage all drivers to carry a winter car kit in their vehicle in case of a breakdown. If you find yourself stranded and need help, dial #677 and you will be connected to the nearest patrol post, or for any emergency situation, we always have the option to call 911. We want to make sure that you get the help that you need from law enforcement. If I could, Governor, I would like to also just speak briefly about what Ohio State Troopers will be doing so motorists can be as safe as possible over the next few days. When not investigating crashes, Ohio Troopers will be out patrolling the roadways to ensure motorists who need help get it. Our Public Affairs Unit will be providing updates on our social media platforms regarding crashes, assistance to motorists, and interstate and state route checks. For our media partners, the Ohio State Highway Patrol Regional Public Information Officers will be active and available for any media inquiries through the duration of the storm. A public information officer will respond to all media inquiries during the storm. So I'd like to conclude with this. I urge anyone who needs to be out driving over the next few days to please drive slowly and carefully. Everything from accelerating, turning, and braking needs to be done slower and with caution on snow and ice covered roads. Give yourself time to maneuver while the driving conditions, with driving conditions in mind, and that may mean slowing down. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much. We'll be happy to answer.
People will be less likely to maybe heed some of this advice because they don't want to change their plans. They want to be with their families. They already know where they want to be for the weekend, and they'll be hesitant to make some changes to accommodate this storm.
Yeah, I think one of the things that makes this unique is, it's very, very quick freezing. And it's going to be very, very cold. And it's occurring over holidays where people do expect to be able to see their family. Everybody's got plans. Everybody knows where they're going to be, when they're going to leave. And it's tough, I think, for any of us to change those plans. But, I think people just need to use common sense, continue to listen to what the experts are saying. We have the experts here. Continue to listen to your local TV station, your radio station. That information is going to be, very, very up to date, and people need to just follow this. I mean, this storm could speed up. It could slow down. You never know about weather, but it certainly looks like it's a very dangerous situation, beginning later tonight. And a situation that is going to be with us through Christmas Eve and through Christmas Day. And so that's smack dab in the middle of when people are planning on getting together. So, yeah, I think it's going to be tougher for people to make a more rational decision to pull back. But, in the end, you have to consider the safety of your family and consider, what your loved ones would want. They want you to live. Who else?
Can you talk a little bit about why the salt doesn't work as well in the situation
that
the state is doing?
Sure. I didn't get very good grades in chemistry. I will let Director Marshbanks, who has very practical experience, I'm sure got good grades in chemistry. Director.
Thank you, Governor. Yes, sodium chloride, works well until about 20 degrees. And we're talking about temperatures that are going to be near zero, as the governor pointed out. We will be salting and resalting, and we'll be using calcium chloride, which has a better impact at the lower temperatures. So as the governor pointed out, we're going to be looking at snow blowing over and refreezing, but we're looking at a better effectiveness of the salt that our women and men will be putting down, by late Sunday going into Monday when the temperatures get up closer to 20.
So Jack, the area would be what, 15 degrees and above, 20 and above, something like that?
Yes, Governor, it becomes more effective as we get into the upper teens, but we're looking at temperatures in the negatives.
And look, people are going to see ODOT trucks out there putting the salt on it, and many times just assume, okay, this is going to be good. They're doing the best they can, but understand that at those low temperatures, it's really not going to have much effect.
Can you talk about what the state's doing with power companies? Are you coordinating with power companies to work with them to make sure we don't have blackouts?
Well, we're working with power companies to make sure they communicate. We've had some troubles in the past, and I don't think we're having any trouble this time so far. I think the power companies are going to be very open and communicate and talk directly to their customers. That's what the goal is anyway.
Yeah, similar to that. Thanks.
So one of the other things with the power companies is you're sitting in the state's emergency operations center. You notice that around the room we're set out by primary lifelines, and one of them is energy. And the energy and our energy partners and the power companies are contributing to our common operating picture for us to coordinate and to ensure that we're sharing that information across all of our state agencies and our volunteer agencies as well. So we had a coordination call with everyone just saying, hey, this is coming. You all know that with the holiday, we know that people will be focusing on other things than just their job. So we wanted to ensure that all of our state agencies and our partners were paying attention to the incoming storm. And part of that, one of the major lifelines is energy. So we did have some conversation with them to make sure, and they are prepping and ready and paying attention and putting out some of those messages. So that's in addition to that as well. Thank you, Governor.
Yeah, and I think in regard to the power, Sima said we don't expect a massive power problem, but clearly there will be power that will be out in certain places. And I think this is really a time for Ohioans to take care of Ohioans, because if you have an elderly person, you have someone who is dependent upon machines to breathe, someone who is in a difficult situation, the temperature in that house is going to drop very, very quickly. When you have zero temperature and you have high wind, it's not the normal situation that we experience. And so the longer that power is out, obviously the lower that temperature is going to get. So we have to watch out for our neighbors. We have to watch out for the people that we love and continue to check on them.
Switching gears for a moment, you are appointing somebody to the Supreme Court who has no judicial experience and who is a friend of the family. Can you walk me through that decision-making process?
Sure. We've interviewed a number of people, very highly qualified individuals, many of whom I think you're going to see again in 2 years, who are going to probably be, their names will be on the ballot. I chose Joe Dieters because I know him. I trust him. He has an outstanding record of an understanding of the law. He is someone who has been a prosecuting attorney for a number of decades, has handled all kinds of cases, has tried cases himself. So the idea that everybody who's on the Supreme Court has to all be the same as far as their experience, I think is a real mistake. I think what we need on the Supreme Court is people who are constitutional conservatives. Joe Dieters is that. I think we need people who have significant experience, real world experience in the criminal justice system. By real world experience, I mean people who have been in the courtroom numerous times, people who have dealt with difficult cases, people who have seen how the criminal justice system works and sometimes how it does not work. Joe Dieters has a wealth of experience in all of those areas. I think he brings unique talent to the Ohio Supreme Court. And I'm very, very proud to nominate him. He will do an excellent job.
Just not being a judge.
First of all, if you go back in history and look at the United States Supreme Court, some of our most famous jurists were never judges. The idea that you have to be a judge to be on the Ohio Supreme Court. It certainly is not written anywhere, nor does common sense indicate that that should be a qualification. So again, a diverse court, a court with different backgrounds, different experiences, is I consider to be a very, very good thing.
Do you have any indications
statewide?
Are those going to be staying open later, opening up more beds, et cetera? Yeah, I'll let Director
Merrick talk about that. But, you know, these are local. They're locally run, locally controlled. You know, the local community knows what situation they're facing, and we would expect them to open as the need in the community would indicate. Director?
Thanks, Governor.
So as the governor indicated, locally, our local emergency management agencies, which all 88 counties have their local emergency operations plans. So in there is an element for sheltering and warming centers, depending on the hazard in which is affecting us at the time. So they are in one of our calls, they have been talking about assessing their warming centers to ensure that there would be staffing for the opening. They determine those hours based on need. And then shelters and overnight shelters, they also pay attention to, and they have identified addresses and places for those. And they need to line up the staffing for that as well. One thing I want to mention with shelters, and I think it's critically important, is as we're looking at these extreme wind chills, you have to also consider your animals. Right. So animals need to be brought in. They can't withstand this long term. And then when you're looking at shelters or making shelter or accommodations for yourself, find one that will accept your animals. Please don't leave them home and don't leave them out in the cold. And a lot of our movement in shelter stand up and warming center stand up allows for pet friendly for you to bring them. Also, you want to make sure that you have water, drinking water that's not frozen for your livestock. So I thought I would make that plug just because that's important when we're thinking about that. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. Anybody else?
Governor, the latest records request from the Ohio Consumer Council shows first of the executives talking about the role of your administration, particularly Lieutenant Governor Don Keatsted, and pushing the past House Bill 6. Can you talk about the role your administration played in
helping pass that law? Oh, sure. That should not be a shock to anybody. We have been very out front in regard to nuclear energy. We need nuclear energy in the state of Ohio. And that was my position during the campaign. So, you know, we supported the bill. And, you know, I have not seen the document you're talking about or the quotations, but that the lieutenant governor would be out, you know, advocating for that bill shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone, because we were for the bill. We were for the nuclear power. We were for those jobs. And we were for making sure that we had non-carbon production in the state of Ohio. Anybody else?
Governor, January 9th, your second term started. How will you describe this term, and what do we look forward to next term? And 4 years after, who will you want to recommend to take over from you?
I'm not going to get into who's going to take over from me. I haven't even been sworn in for the second term, so I'm going to try to stay focused on doing the job that needs to be done. I'm sure that there are plenty of people who would like to be governor, and I'm sure they're planning how they're going to be governor. But I'll leave that up to them. Well, thank you all very much. We will continue to keep you informed of what's going on. The three agencies who are here will continue to be available for information. Again, to the public, just ask you to be careful and understand that these are unique circumstances and that we all have an urge to be with family and friends, but use common sense and look at what the facts are. and look at the danger of being out there on the highway. Very, very significant danger to being out on the highway. You know, as soon as the rain that we're seeing now turns to ice, which is going to start this evening, and by the time most of us get up tomorrow morning, it's going to be ice is going to be there, and these roads are going to be very, very dangerous. Hope everybody has a good holiday in spite of all this weather, and hope everyone enjoys themselves. And those of you who can be with family, we hope that you're able to do that. Thank you very much.